dear guests at this Opisto services, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends of Opisto. I will now tell shortly about the news and future sites of Opisto. First, a few words about Opisto services. We're currently spending this beautiful Sunday service day. Many of us have this experience that God has blessed these services. Organizing has went well, although the weather conditions have been variable. We have had rain. Now it feels even more important that this service area has good roads and lawn. We have been discussing with many people what kind of developing has been done. The developing is ongoing. There are very many service guests. Although this service area has been expanded, it has become full. Luckily, we got an area in reserve. This summer, both in the summer services, in Alajärvi services, and the services of three Opistos, we have had very many service guests. It is a great joy. Warmly welcome also next year, old and new guests of Opisto services. And this Sunday, I want to give warm thanks to everyone who has helped organizing this service list. May God reward your effort. Before all, we give thanks to God who gives all. He has blessed our services, organizing conditions, and this we also ask for this Sunday. These services are festive services. This year, last spring, it was 70 years since this Opisto was grounded. And this festive year, it is good to pause on history and at the same time, heeding in the future and live this moment. Enari Lepistö, who was a board member, has said that it is important that Opisto is caught up in time. This is Opisto always done. Conditions, methods, teaching methods have developed, but the core values have been unchanging. Today we thank for the blessing and guiding of God. What God has done for this Opisto. Then some things about the everyday life, education and teaching at Opisto. This last year of Opisto was very successful. The youth attending Opisto felt that they have got new friends and strengthened in their personal faith. The youth gave Opisto a grade 9.39 in the scale of 4 to 10, which is the best in history. And Friday here at the services, we heard young ones talking about the Opisto year. You can listen to it online or afterwards in the internet. Shortly, I mentioned that Opisto year we've been able to take more students to the Opisto due to additional funding of the Finnish state. And the amount of students will be almost 200. But still, there's this sorrow that we have not been able to take everyone in. We can take into the Opisto only 1/3 of the people that applied to Opisto. It is a great thing that this new Opisto will start at Maitoinen, which will have 80 students. We are very thankful for this. And also how here in Reisjärvi, also in Ranua, we've been able to expand the amount of students. But still, it is good to pray that even more students would get into Opisto. And now I want to say something to you, dear young one, who applied for Opisto maybe with big dreams but did not get in. I or some other adult may not fully know how you feel and how bitter the disappointment is. But I want to say that we pray for you. You're being remembered. And I want to strengthen you to trust in God. He will give you the future, the hope. Answering to the needs of the young ones is important for us in Opisto. A year ago, here at Opisto, a new option for Opisto year, Opari, started. It lasts one winter, 4 weekends. Last year, we started this Opari. In the very first year, there were 3 groups of Opari. The experiences were excellent. The young ones got to take care of their life of faith and got new friends. Also, this next winter, it will continue and it will also begin at Ranua and Jämsä. Applying for Opari is currently on. I want to strengthen you, dear youth. It pays to apply for Opari. It is part of our short courses. At Reisjärvi Opisto, there are students for short courses, about 4,000. Many of you service guests have also been to these short courses. Come again. And you who have not been on short courses before, welcome. As part of these short courses, we also have two kind of educational paths. One is Kantti education, which is for last spring. There started a new digital education for entrepreneurship. When we get funding from the state, it is good for that. The course payments are not too high. And we want to still develop these courses. It is a very positive future, seems bright for Opisto that we're heading towards, asking for a blessing from God. Then something about investing. Thankfulness has been said many times at the services. One of these top topics for Thanksgiving is our economics. We have built two new apartments. We have had renovation for the main building and the older apartments. And last year, we're expanding this area for Opisto services. This all has cost a lot. And when we talk about funding these very important projects, it's good to remember that even when we get funding from the Finnish state, for these investments, we do not get funding from the state. So this background community will fund these projects. It is touching how God's children, so the background community of our Opisto, has supported and remembered us for the Opisto. The support of this background community of Opisto is big. There's both it is also spiritual. Support, and it is important that you continue praying for Opisto work. The beginning of the story of this Opisto was a testimony of Antti and Elsa Räisälä. During this testament, they hoped that even one soul would be saved, I won't get eternal life in heaven. And when we think of this opista work, could this same thought guide also our doing? Dear friend of opista, we thank you for everything that you have done. Opista has got also many other testaments during decades. We give thanks to them and appreciate them. But before all, we thank the Heavenly Father for this great blessing that he has done for opista. The economic is stable for opista, but we have been we have had to take loan, pretty much loan. So we need the economical support. We have been able to enjoy how the most of these service guests have been able to fit in this new expanded areas. This expanding of this area cost 600,000 euro, and we had to take loan for this. And we have now gathered 1/5 of this sum. Also this year, funding work has gone well, but there is still work ahead of us paying back this loan. Now, I want to ask you all service guests, would you be able to support funding this expanding of opista service area? Isn't it important for us that our children and youth are able to gather on services in good condition? And the following hymn, we will have a collection for this funding. Everyone give as they have thought.